Hello everyone, my name is Michael. I'm an alcoholic. My story is very, very simple. I was born into an alcoholic family. And the situation was, every time I drank, I was in trouble. I had drink, trouble, drink, trouble, drink, trouble. I tried to reverse it. But every time I drink, I'm not in trouble. But the truth was, every time I was in trouble, I had drink taken. And that's the reality of it. My story goes back when I was 4 years old. I was hiding under the table as my father was beating my mother. I was terrified. My father was alcoholic. And them days, the pubs used to close between 2:30 and 3:30, which we called a holy hour in Dublin. In all the cities there, the pubs closed, and on Sunday they'd close between 4 and 6, and then they reopened. So he would come home and he would wreck the house, and it'd be just terror. I'm terrified, myself and my siblings. At night when he came home, he'd put my mother out of the house. She'd walk up and down the street, our street, until he fell asleep. And then she'd re-enter our house. The following day, on our way to school, all the kids on the street would shame and slag and jeer us about the night before. The shame was numbing. I learned very quickly that if my father had money, he'd stay out drinking. So I began, when I was 8, 9 and 10, I began to steal money to give him to lessen the horrors of our domestic family life. At 12 years of age, I started to drink myself. I hated the taste of it, but I loved how it made me feel. It gave me confidence, it gave me courage, it gave me self-esteem. I could mix, I could converse, I could hold court. My shame was gone. At 13 years of age, I had enough, so I went to London to work, taking my older brother's birth certificate, because you had to be 14 years of age to work. I worked on building sites, I stayed in hostels, I sent my wages home to my mother and stole whatever I needed to drink and eat. I eventually ended up getting put into hostels, and I was sent from one hostel to another at 14 years of age. Unfortunately, they were wall to wall with paedophiles, and the abuse was shocking. I avoided being raped, but my friends weren't so lucky. And even till this day, I still wake up at night hearing their voices screaming. Some of them committed suicide because they had nowhere to go, they had no voice. I eventually got back to Dublin. At 16 years of age, I joined the army. And at 17, 2 weeks past my 17th birthday, we had a baby son. I continued to drink, and we had another 3 children. I was a very, very serious drinker at this stage, but I was functional. I met a friend in the army, his name was Freddie D, who we'll speak about later. My life spiraled totally out of control. Drink was priority. I was very functional in obtaining money. As I said, we had 3 children with my wife while I was drinking. I was constantly running. Eventually, I ran out on her and ran out on my children. I stole her peace of mind. She tried everything to keep our marriage together. She used to say to me, "You can drink all day, but please, please come home at night." The shame I brought to her was outrageous. I just kept running. Drink was all that mattered to me. I ended up with 5 children with 3 different women. Drink, 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 and ran and kept running from responsibility, authority. I was a sham. However, in my entrepreneurship life, I still could make serious money. I went into a pub one night at 10 o'clock, and at 3 a.m., the pubs closed at 11, but if they knew you, they let you stay there drinking. And at 3 a.m., I asked the owner of the pub for another drink. It was a boom time in Ireland, and I was making millions from the waste disposal company I had. The owner of the pub said to me, if you want another drink, buy the pub. And I actually bought the pub. That's how sick I was. I bought the pub, you know. Fella says, how sick are you? Well, at 3 a.m. to buy a pub for one more drink, you know. So, fast forward then. I was 45 years of old age now. I'm with the body of a 75-year-old. I ended up in St. John of God's, my first time to seriously try to get sober. The program was 5 intensive weeks. I stayed with the program. Fear of slipping back is too much for me to consider. All of the people who were on the program slipped back. But prior to that, when we were leaving after the 5 weeks, there was 11 of us on the program. They were from County Cork, Kerry, Dublin, and I think one or two was from Northern Ireland. And they all had bets, because I was the wildest, that I'd go straight to the pub across the road and drink. The unfortunate thing, and I say this with deep sincerity, they are all dead now. Every one of them slipped back, you know. The ratio rate, we reckon in Ireland, is 2 out of every 100 to succeed. Only 2 alcoholics in every 100 make it. That's the ratio in Ireland, you know, sadly. That's how horrible this disease is. Drink had brought me to the darkest places in my life. My recovery, the inside story, reaching out to other people, walking my path. The price I had to pay to walk my path. I am on the first 5 steps of AA, how this helped me and to deal with my past. And the next 4 steps helping me to mend bridges. And the last 3 steps helping me to live the life I'm living today as a sober man. Today I have a beautiful woman. She's a veterinary surgeon, beautiful partner. She loves our horses and our hounds. Although she's never seen me drink, someday she would say to me, Mick, do you not need to go to a meeting today? And this is a woman that never seen me drink. Unless I work this program, I lose everything. My defects are anxiety, fear, hopelessness, my self-esteem, all goes out the window. This is my disease. I must stay on this program. And as Eugene said yesterday, I'm looking at the man in the mirror and I'm asking him to change his ways. I picked up on that, Eugene, yesterday. I came to AA for my drinking, but I stayed for my thinking. Acceptance is the key to all my situations today. God is the solution to my gratitude. Thank you all.